Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Faith on the Line, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. I will be leading you in prayer on this evening. So if you have a prayer request, it's not too late. You can still get on the phone lines. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. I will be praying what the Lord put in my spirit for tonight, and then after which I will open the phone lines and pray with you. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. Prophetess Pay, thank you for this opportunity, for allowing me to pray what the Lord put in my spirit for tonight. I do not take it lightly. The Lord put in my spirit a couple of days ago. He's really concerned about the young ones during COVID-19. The young ones who have no siblings at home. And they were really looking forward to starting the beginning of school just so that they can make friends and have somebody to play with. The Lord allowed me to remember how I felt at that age because I was the only child on my mother's side, which means I grew up in a house without someone to play with. And I was really looking forward to the beginning of school just to make friends so that I could finally have somebody my age to play with. And these are the ones that the Lord wants me to pray for on tonight. So if you have young children, receive this prayer on their behalf. If you have young children, receive this prayer on their behalf. Or if you know someone with young children and the children don't have any siblings, make sure you get this prayer to them. Be available on the replay, so get this prayer to them. I'm going to use for a foundation in prayer tonight Proverbs 17:22. That's Proverbs 17:22 from the CEV. If you are cheerful, you feel good. If you are sad, you hurt all over, which lets me know that sadness goes deeper. Then we know sadness can make you hurt all over. Therefore, I really feel an urgency in my spirit to pray for the children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray over every child, Lord God, that may be experiencing sadness, Lord God, as they have learned that they will not be physically starting school, which means they can't physically touch the children to make friends, Lord God. They are physically turning, Lord God, they're sad all over with the possibility of being stuck in the house behind a computer screen. Lord God, touch them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, Lord God. Encourage their little hearts. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, open up their imagination, Lord God. So even in this season, if they have to make imaginary friends to cope going on in this world, Lord God, show them how, Lord God, and help their parents to understand that that is a healthy way to deal with something for somebody their age, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of depression from coming up on them, Lord God. I bind the spirit of suicide from coming up on them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because this season that we're in, it will pass. It will pass, God. Help them to understand, even at their age, Lord God, that you have friends stored away for them, Lord God. They will meet those friends at the right particular time, Lord God. What you have for them, it is for them, Lord God. Help them, God, to be patient, Lord God. Keep them happy in their spirits, Lord God. Give them new surprises, Lord God, throughout the week, Lord God, that will keep them entertained, Lord God. Ask that you open the parents' eyes, Lord God. Open the parents' minds, Lord God. Keep them in tune with their children, Lord God, and give them wisdom ideas, Lord God, of how to keep their children entertained, Lord God, so that they can take their minds off of everything that's going on in the world. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you put your arms around them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and especially in this season, stick closer to them than a brother, Lord God. They don't have any siblings, Lord God, so you got to step in and sit closer to them. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask that you alleviate any pain, Lord God, that they may be feeling in their heart, Lord God, over what's going on, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They may not even be to the point that they can verbalize what's going on, Lord God. I ask that you look in their heart and read their little minds, Lord God. Read their hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so that you, above all else, will know what's going on with them, God, and bring deliverance to them, God. Bring peace to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask that you touch every parent, Lord God, and tell them where they can find brand new programs, Lord God, brand new board games and brand new toys in general, Lord God, that will entertain the children, but not only entertain them, Lord God, but educate them, Lord God, at the same time, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to fill the void on tonight. That's what I'm asking you to do, Lord God. Look upon every small child and fill the void. I remember what it felt like to be that age, and all I really wanted was somebody to play with. And yes, I had imaginary friends, something to fill the void. And I'm asking you, God, because I didn't know you at that age. And maybe they don't know you at that age, God. But I'm asking you to fill the void, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Drop any tears, Lord God, that they may be crying in the middle of the night, tears that their parents may not even know about, Lord God. Something that may be going on with them, God, that their parents may be unaware of, God. As that you look upon them, God, touch them and bless them and keep them like only you can, Lord God. Let every child that's going through what they're going through in this season, Lord God, let them come out of this whole stronger and healthy, Lord God, not only physically, Lord God, but mentally, Lord God. I bind COVID-19 from coming in contact with them or their loved ones, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No sickness, no death among our little children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I'll say it again for somebody. No sickness, no death among our little children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God, concerning COVID-19, concerning sadness, concerning loneliness. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will be covered even in this season, Lord God. Thank you that you got them. Thank you, God, that you said that in your word that we are not to keep them from coming to you because the kingdom of God belongs to such as them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the child like mine and behavior that you've given them, Lord God, because it's going to take that to get through this, Lord God, that we're going through. You got to be childlike, because when you're childlike, you have childlike faith. So I thank you on tonight, Lord God, for their childlike faith that says that this too shall pass, Lord God. This childlike faith, Lord God, but let them run and play, even in spite of, Lord God, even though they got to run and play in the house, Lord God. I thank you, God, that you're going to keep them. Keep them happy, Lord God. Keep them bubbling. Keep them cheerful, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for wonderful surprises coming to them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for teachers who are willing to interact with the children via Zoom and via all these other platforms, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, right now for social media, Lord God, playing a role in their life, God, playing a positive role in their lives, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every parent that thinks they don't have the patience to deal with their own children through a situation like this, Lord God. I ask that you give them patience and give them strength. Don't let them be fussing at the kids, hollering at the kids, beating the children over something that is natural. The child wants to make friends. You know you don't have one child. The child wants to make friends. Help them to understand that. That loneliness is a real issue, even for little children. That depression is a real issue, even for little children. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's why I come against it on tonight. I feel it so strong, Lord God. I come against it. The enemy think he's slick. But when I found this scripture in the Word of God, when you allowed me to find this scripture, and I really understood that sadness, it's something that can hurt you all over. I mean, it runs deep. I had to pray this over the children. Let me say it one more time. If you're cheerful, you feel good. That's not what we're concerned about tonight. But we're concerned about the second part of the scripture. If you're sad, you hurt all over. God, I ask that you touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. I prophesy over some child's life that what they're going through right now, will not be their ending testimony. It will not be their fate. They will come up out of this with friends, with a better mindset, and they will grow and become somebody powerful with more than enough friends. God, I pray loyalty over them, Lord God, so that when they make these friends, they will be loyal friends, Lord God. I pray that they will never know what rejection feels like, God. I pray that they will never know what backstabbing feels like, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, that when they do come in contact with people, Lord God, that they will know how to deal with them, Lord God, that they will be received, Lord God. Teach them in this season, Lord God, while they are in the home. Teach them at their young age how important it is for them to be themselves, Lord God. When they meet these friends that will be coming up, let them be themselves, Lord God. The word says, if you want friends, you got to show yourself friendly. And I know that children are naturally friendly, most of them, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, that they already got their part down packed, Lord God. Just let them, when they get ready to make friends, Lord God, I bind shyness off of them, Lord God, that they may be able to interact with the person that they want to interact with the child that they want to interact with, Lord God. And it will be a blessing to their young souls, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, in this season, I bind all pedophile spirits from them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I bind anybody from coming in contact with them, Lord God, that does not have the right mindset, Lord God. Whether that person presents themselves as an uncle or an aunt or whatever, Lord God, mama's boyfriend or whatever. I pray over them, Lord God, that no pedophile spirit will take advantage of them in this season, Lord God, while they are feeling some type of way about not starting school, about not making friends right now, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're not going to let the enemy take advantage of their young minds, Lord God, but you're going to shield and you're going to keep them. God, even if that part of the prayer is for an adult, Lord God, I thank you that you're going to shield them and keep them and keep the enemy from messing with their mind in this season, Lord God. Ask that you keep every child in a healthy home, in a healthy place. In this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless them, God. Keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory and I give you honor and praise for every child, for every parent that's represented here tonight, Lord God, whether they're on the phone lines listening, whether they're on the podcast listening, or they're listening through social media to the replay, Lord God. If they have young children, Lord God, I pray over them, Lord God, right now, God, that they will get closer to their child than they've ever been in their lives, Lord God. That they will know, notice the slightest shift in their personality and take action, Lord God. I don't mean fussing at them, as I said earlier, when I said take action. I mean take loving action towards them. Ask them questions. What's wrong? What's going on with you? If you can't tell me in words, how about you drawing on a picture? But I need you to tell mommy, tell daddy what's wrong. Help them to have that kind of gentle approach with their child, Lord God, in this season, God. I ask that you teach the parents. While the parents are acting as teachers, Lord God, I ask that you teach them via your Holy Spirit. Via your Holy Spirit. I feel like some parents needed to receive it because they don't really know what they're going to do in this season with their own children. Bless them and strengthen them, Lord God, because this too shall pass. In the name of Jesus. If you needed that word for your young children because you have a child or children, or perhaps you are an adult, or you know somebody with an only child, or you know somebody with a group of children that they don't know what to do with, and perhaps you needed something that was said, something that the Lord allowed to come out of my mouth, well, I ask that you receive it on tonight. And if it wasn't for you, pass it on to somebody else, because we're all coping with the season that we're in. But I do believe our faith, and this is a line for faith. As Prophetess Pay would say, Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. This is the place for faith. And I do believe with my faith that what we're going through now is just a substance of things that are not seen yet, but they're coming. Friends for your child, they're coming. A better mindset for you as a parent is coming. Patience is coming. It's on the way. You will know how to interact with your with your child, with your children in this season. I keep saying children because I feel like somebody's struggling with their children, even though I'm supposed to be focusing on just children that have no siblings. I feel like somebody's struggling with their children. So you receive that word as well. You will learn how to deal with your children in this season. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to put every parent in a better position with their own child in this season. There will be no violence, no abuse of any kind going on behind any closed doors, because people may not be able to see it, but you got to know, and I'm going to leave you with this, you got to know that God sees it all, and he will not let a situation like that go unpunished. To God be the glory. Receive everything I said, if that's what you need, or just a portion of it. And be sure to pass it on. Now, if there's anybody on the phone line, this is your opportunity to tell me your prayer request. Wait until you hear me say hello and properly greet you. I'm going to call out a portion of your area code, and then you can begin to talk. That way, not only will God hear your prayer request, but I will hear it as well. So, now is your time. I'm coming to the phone line. Say, God, be the glory.